7:26. It's the wake-up call. Good morning. Coming up, a big event. It's the Aerobees Monster Fest 2013. It's a giant-scale RC air show at the... do you guys call it the Alvador Airfield? What do you guys call it?
Carl Henson Field. It's out past Alvador on Alpha Alvador Road.
And this guy here is, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing the last name right, Brad Werneth.
Correct.
Thank you very much. Okay, so you're having this thing out here, and what makes this, I guess, different from other RC remote control air shows is the fact that all the airplanes are going to be, comparatively speaking, gigantic compared to other normal remote control airplanes, I think, that most folks are used to, that maybe have a wingspan of, you know, a couple of feet.
Correct. Hence the word Monster Fest for large-scale RC aircraft. That's what we're promoting, is large aircraft wingspan starting around 6.5 feet, going up to 10-plus feet. We'll have aircraft out there that are what called 50 scale, which means they're half the size of their actual aircraft that they're modeled after.
At that point, why don't you just get on it and ride it?
Money.
Yeah,
money. I mean, you know, to have the full-size aircraft is $350,000. To have the model is, at that point, you're looking at $5,000, but it's still a big difference.
Yeah. So if you're looking at a half-scale model, how big is the engine on these things?
Well, a half-scale model, the engines are up around 200cc, 300cc. The aircraft that I fly...
It's like a motorcycle engine.
Absolutely. The aircraft, my largest aircraft that I fly is a 25%. It's a quarter size of its actual scale model. It runs a 30cc engine in it, which is considered small. It's kind of the starter size of the large aircraft.
That's the starter size?
Yeah, 20 and 30 cc.
That's a kid's dirt bike.
It is, absolutely. The average is around 50 cc to 100, 120 cc engines. So that's what we consider large aircraft.
Do you kickstart them, or do you use the batteries and heat the coil thing?
No, actually, they're gas motors. They have an ignition system on board ran by a battery, and you just start it by flipping a prop.
Really, that's it?
Yeah, it has a choke that you choke it, get some fuel in there, and then you unchoke it, flip the prop, fires right up.
Hmm. So the aircrafts themselves, models of, I mean, like normal small aircraft, Piper Cub, that kind of thing, or are we talking about...
Everything. Piper Cubs, Cessnas, but most of the aircraft you'll see out there are modeled after racing or aerobatic aircraft. You've heard of the Red Bull... flying, racing. A lot of the aircraft are modeled after the aircraft that are flown in Red Bull. There's aerobatics, there's aerobatic competitions, and they're all based on that. What we do is something called 3D flying with these large aircraft. We're doing all kinds of aerial stunts and so forth, and we'll do a maneuver that everybody likes. It's called a hover. And we'll take it and just hover the aircraft a couple feet off the ground straight up, because the power of the motor allows us to do that.
I think if you try to do that in a real airplane, it's called a prop hang, is it not?
Yeah, it's quite a hairy maneuver.
And you don't do it 2 feet above the ground in a real aircraft. You're up there a couple thousand feet.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So when you say 3D, what is that? What do you mean by that?
3D is basically doing maneuvers that aren't just a loop and a roll. I mean, everybody knows, you know, you can take an airplane, you do a loop, or you roll it. Yeah. 3D is stuff like knife edges. It's stuff like the spinning. You spin it around while you're doing the upside down. It's just a lot of more dynamic aerobatics to the flight. We call it thrashing, hucking. There's a lot of different nicknames in the industry that we use to just basically, you're throwing aircraft all over the sky and doing things that you would think is just unimaginable, and it's quite entertaining.
How fast, like for instance, you said yours has a 30cc engine in it. How fast will that particular airplane, how fast will it go?
Well, the airplane, the speed, you know, I'd probably get up on my airplane only around 50, 60 miles an hour. But it's not so much the speed. My airplane is, with the wing loading and stuff, is designed that I can bring it down in just slow flight mm-hmm. and not fall out of the sky, not stall myself out. The airplane that I actually fly is called an S-Bach, which is the real name is a Steinbach. It's a German-built airplane. It's in the racing series. There's several of them out there that are other designs, but you can get aircraft, and we will, like I said, have aircraft there tomorrow that will be reaching up 235 miles an hour. It's a specialty electric aircraft. A gentleman from Portland is going to come down and demo it for us. And at that speed, it'll run our 600-foot runway in just a blink of an eye. But it's pretty exciting if you can keep track of the airplane going at that speed.
I'm assuming this guy must be pretty good when it comes to the RC aspect, the remote control aspect of it. Very that would good. Really hurt if you got hit with that.
It'd be deadly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, does it... How do you decide, or how does a person decide that they're capable enough to be able to handle something that'll go 230 miles an hour?
Well, good question. I mean, we all start by with a trainer. The trainer is usually a high-wing aircraft. It's designed to be slow and very stable. It doesn't want to do loops and rolls. You have to force it to do that. But what it does, it flies very stable. And that's how we all start off, just like anything. Mm-hmm. And we train through that, and we practice to the point we move on to the next level of a sport plane, and then on up to what we call an advanced expert-level plane. And then we continue the practice until our skills, because when somebody has an airplane that'll do 230 miles an hour, he has literally thousands of dollars into it. He's not going to go out there and, you know, he's got thousands of dollars on the line every time he takes it up.
Okay, so you say it's electric, meaning that it's battery powered.
Correct.
Most folks would say that battery, that would be really, how does that work with a batteries being heavy?
Well, today with the new technology, we use what is called a lithium polymer battery. It's a chemical battery. It's the same battery that's in your cell phone. It's allowing cell phones and electronics to become so small because these batteries are very, very powerful. They're smaller and they're lighter. And an airplane of that size, the battery probably only weighs about 8 ounces. At the most, say 14 to 16 ounces for the whole battery pack.
And how long does that charge last? I mean, how long can you keep that plane up in the air going 230 miles an hour?
Well, the plane going 230 miles an hour is drawing a tremendous amount of current. His flight's probably 5 minutes at the most. But I could have my airplane, 30cc airplane, being powered and flown by an electric motor. That's a brushless electric motor with a battery, and I could probably sustain flight for 12 minutes. 12 minutes of flying is pretty much... Your nerves are kind of ready to set it back down on the ground and kind of get back to just relaxing, because as soon as it leaves the ground, you're 100% concentrated on it.
Brad Werneth joining us on the wake-up call this morning. We're talking about the AeroBees Monster Fest 2013 going on out at their airfield in Alvador on Alvador Road, or near Alvador.
Mm-hmm.
You know, RC remote control aircraft, I've gone to a couple of different aerodromes, and I've gone to a couple of different RC shows mm-hmm. over the course of the years. And one of the things that I did notice, and I don't know if it's changed because it's been a while since I've actually attended one of them, is it's mostly dominated by guys. Are there many gals that go, I want to fly remote controlled aircraft, or is it pretty much still just a dude thing?
Well, the numbers, yes, if you want to look at the numbers, but there are a lot of women starting to get into it. Some of them, I got to be honest, get into it because their husbands are immersed into it, and then they're like, hey, I tried this thing out that my husband loves so much, and they end up enjoying it. There are actually competitions all over the country for what I called earlier 3D flying mm-hmm. and so forth, and there's women that are joining these competitions and doing quite well out there. And at that level, you become a professional pilot. You know,
of the aircraft.
Yeah, well, there's people out there that make their living. They make literally hundreds of thousands of dollars a year with sponsorships and so forth, flying contests and flying RC airplanes. Those are the best.
Get out, seriously.
Those are the best in the world, yes. But
how many of those people are actually out there where they're making, you know, six figures flying remote-controlled airplanes?
Well, I don't know how many are actually making six figures of the numbers, but there's plenty of them out there that are making enough to sustain a life, sustain a home, sustain their hobby. Most of all their equipment is given to them by sponsors.
Right.
And their job is to go around and represent that, just like any other sponsor, a race car driver and so forth. That's his job, is to go represent their product. And there's RC pilots out there. The helicopter side of it has really exploded in the last 10, 15 years because of the onset of electrics. Anybody can go down to the toy store now and find an electric helicopter to fly in their house or fly around.
Right.
They're all over the place. And it's a starting point to get into the larger helicopters. The same thing with the airplanes. You can go down and buy a complete package with radio and everything for a couple hundred bucks. It's what we call a park flyer. And you can go out and start learning how to fly. And if you have a mishap, it's not that expensive to fix it. It's made sometimes just out of foam. We encourage everybody to come to our field, join our club, and get hooked up with instructors to help them learn quicker, faster, and for less of a less hassle as far as wrecks and crashes and so forth. But
if you're spending thousands of bucks on one, like for instance, of these particular RC aircraft, mm-hmm. that people are going to see this weekend, and you, for whatever reason, something goes wrong, it crashes. Have you ever seen anybody cry?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen teary-eyed, strong-jawed, you know, construction-type guys out there, and they've just put in a $2,000 airplane. And it's not just the dollar amount. It's the hours of time setting it up and making it just perfect, and not necessarily, you know, crying, but I've seen them teary-eyed, and I've seen them pretty somber out there. And I've been in that case a couple months ago. I had a plane that I spent months on. I only had, say, $300 or $400 into it, and but it was my little baby, and I took it up, and I had a radio malfunction, and it came straight back down, and it was in a bunch of pieces of wood, and I salvaged a couple parts out of it, but it was complete loss.
Mm.
And it's all part of the sport. You know, I used to have four-wheelers, and I'd go out and spend thousands of dollars on four-wheelers and not really bat an eye, because that was part of the sport.
Right. What about the issue of, and this came up during the last legislature, about putting cameras mm-hmm. on remote-controlled, you know, RC aircraft yep. and stuff. And I mean, I know over the course of the last few years, that's become a big deal, not because people want to use them to spy on them, but because it's kind of cool. As a matter of fact, don't they, even some of them have goggles where you, as you're flying it, you
yes.
can actually...
It's called first-person view.
Yeah.
You have a camera that's mounted on the aircraft, and it's a direct feed to the kind of the TV screens in your goggles. And you can fly it at distance without seeing it. There's a heads-up display in there that tells you your wind speed, your altitude. It tells you, you know, what heading you're flying and so forth. You can computerize it with the GPS to fly a certain track. All that technology is available out there right now. And it's got certain people concerned. But, you know, the thing to think about it is I can fly over your house at 500 feet in an airplane and look in your backyard is just as well with a camera right now, legally, in a full-size airplane as if I went out and spent thousands of dollars to buy an RC and learn how to fly it. Most of the people that are doing the cameras are doing them because they want to do aerophotography, and it's really opened up a lot in aerophotography and cinematography. The movie studios are starting to use RC aircraft to do some of their filming because it's the
cheaper.
Yeah, they don't have to go rent a helicopter. They can get this aircraft out there with a high-end camera and get the same shots, actually better shots.
Well, the legislature made some changes to the issue of drones and the like. Is it going to affect your hobby at all?
It could. We just had a bill that came up this last summer, and a lot of different club presidents, our club president, represented quite well up at the state and spoke for the RC hobby, sport, however you want to call it, because the legislation was too broadly worded, which could have said that any remotely controlled aircraft can be considered a drone.
Yeah.
And it wasn't they were trying to outlaw it. They were trying to control it. They're trying to have it to where if I'm out there as a business, having an aerial photography business, that I have to have certain regulations that I have to abide by. I have to get certain permits and so forth. And it would have really possibly outlawed a sport hobbyist going out and just enjoying flying around RC aircraft. 99% of the aircraft out there don't have any kind of camera on them. There's no need for a camera out there to fly the aircraft and take photography. There's just a small proportion that have cameras, and they're not out, you know, looking in people's backyard. They have no desire to do that.
How much, you talked about the first person setup. How much does it cost to get one of those?
Oh, you could probably get one set up starting around $600 or $700 on up to several thousand, depending on the quality.
Well, I mean, you know, comparatively speaking to a lot of other hobbies, it's not that expensive if a person was going to do that.
Nope.
I mean, is that, I'm assuming that equipment is pretty light as well.
It's what's considered a multi-rotor aircraft, usually. And that's a new segment of the hobby. With the technology and computerized controls, you have a control board on a platform that has, say it's an X shape, and it has a little motor at each corner with a rotor blade, or actually it's just a prop, and it controls its attitude through the control board, onboard computer. So,
interesting. All right, so the event again coming up tomorrow, the AeroBees Monster Fest. It's giant scale RC. Tell people where it's at, and does it cost anything?
It doesn't cost anything at all for spectators to come out and watch. We invite anybody and everybody to come out. If you have any desire to check into this hobby sport, participants that are going to be flying in the event do have to pay an entry fee. It's out, it's about 2 miles north of the Eugene Airport off of Alvador Road. If you go out 99 towards Junction City, you'll see a sign right at Meadowview to take a left, and there's signs that'll lead you all the way to the field. Like I said, it's the AeroBees Monster Fest. AeroBees is our primary sponsor. The event is actually being put on by the Eugene RC Aeronauts, which is our local RC club. And for more information, you can go to eugenerc.com.
All right, that's eugenerc.com or .org?
Both, actually.
Okay. All right. Brad, thanks for coming in and talking about it. It's interesting to chat with you, not only about this event, but also the hobby in general. Thanks for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
You take care. It is 743 News Radio, 1120 KPNW.